But hey, did you know that Sun Country Airlines flew more than 97,000 people through Lansing in 2011? So airline officials, state and local leaders today celebrating a court ruling that allowed service to continue after a lawsuit put these direct Lansing to D.C. flights in jeopardy. Sun Country Airlines president and CEO Stan Gaddick himself in Lansing today, and he joins me now to give us the latest. Stan, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me on your program, Michael.
Real quick, your Minnesota-based company, Sun Country, shouldn't that be Snow Country?
Well, we fly to the Sun Country, and, you know, people up in the Northland like to get out of town in the wintertime and go to those nice warm places, and that includes Lansing. And we go to a lot of destinations in Mexico and the Caribbean during the wintertime, and also now Costa Rica. And then in the summertime, we're flying all over the United States.
Now, this case that could have had a huge impact on, would the case have actually ended direct flights from Lansing to Washington, D.C.? This it was brought on by Republic Airways?
Oh, for sure. And it was a separate complaint that was filed by Republic against the Department of Transportation that really didn't involve Sun Country Airlines. It had to do with the way that the Department of Transportation recovered the slots from Republic. The criteria upon which the slots were awarded to us was still valid, and so we were caught in this kind of catch-22 where an appeals court found in favor of Republic and ordered the DOT to return the slots. So we were facing a significant problem in December when that judgment was handed down, and there was really no clear path to just create a pair of slots for Sun Country because these slots are created by congressional mandate. Mm-hmm. But with the help of all the community there in mid-Michigan and especially congressional delegation, Senator Stabenow, Senator Levin and Congressman Rogers and the business community, we were able to prevail upon the Department of Transportation. And the way they ultimately ended resolving it was the FAA has an exemption authority, which they use extremely rarely, but they used it in this case to grant two slots, and slots are a takeoff and landing time.
I see. I wanted to ask you a general question because we do have such a limited amount of time here.
Sure.
You know, last year American Airlines filed for bankruptcy, and we've basically seen United, Northwest, Delta, all these companies go through bankruptcy. What is it about the airline industry that that seems to guarantee that you will be going bankrupt at some point?
Yeah, well, with the legacy carriers, their costs have been rising over the years and the decades that they've been in business, and so they need to reset that, and many of them have done that. You know, the current challenge is high fuel prices, and we're still looking at the highest fuel prices we've seen in a long time. And so what we do at Sun Country is we diversify our revenue. We fly charter as well as schedule, and we work hard to keep our costs low so that we can be profitable even in these times.
We are looking at $4 a gallon gas prices this summer. Could this make a huge dent in your business if we see gas prices continually going up, and are you concerned about the future of Sun Country?
Well, not concerned about Sun Country because I know we can change our business model over to favor charter over scheduled. And the advantage of charter is that the charter client, whether that be the military or a sports team, typically pays for the cost of fuel. So we have fuel protection there. It is a challenge for all the airlines, and the biggest challenge is that as ticket prices go up, demand from customers go down, and so we've got to be sensitive to that and not raise our prices to a point, even though we need to cover our cost of fuel, not raise the prices to a point where people will choose not to go on vacation, for example.
Well, when you're talking about the cost of tickets, the when it comes to Sun Country flights from Lansing to Washington, D.C., they run about, over $100 for a one-way ticket. When you look at Ryanair, which is a well-known airlines in Europe, which flies from, you know, to different European cities, there you can take a trip for just $30 U.S. How are they managing to have such a low cost, and why are our Sun Country and other airlines here in the States not able to match that?
Well, first of all, in Europe, there's not as much competition as there is here in the United States. You know, the national carriers are charging high prices, so a carrier like Ryan can make it up on volume. But the other thing is that Ryan charges fees for just about everything. They charge fees for baggage. They charge fees for getting a copy of your boarding pass at the airport. They charge fees for water on the airplane. And so when you add up the tab, at the end of the day, they're paying the same thing for fuel that everyone else is, and they've got to cover their costs too. It's just that you end up paying a lot of these extra fees, even though you got a cheap fare.
About a minute left. When it comes to service out of Capital City Regional International Airport that Sun Country provides, you're looking to expand that. What other flights and which other destinations are you looking to go to?
Well, seasonally, we serve Mexico and the Caribbean from Lansing as well as Orlando. Year-round, we serve Minneapolis and Washington, and in Minneapolis, you can connect through our hub to our destinations on the West Coast. And in the future, if fuel prices come down and the economy improves, we could consider adding additional service out of Lansing to the East Coast.
What is a round-trip ticket to D.C.?
Well, right now, we're running a special, $79 each way, and that includes all taxes and fees, and that's the lowest fare that we've ever offered. Seats at that fare level are limited, but they're still available through purchase of April 1st, and you can use those tickets through September.
I see. $79 each way, so $160 round trip?
That's $158, but that includes all your taxes and fees. Yeah,
gotcha.
And that's a bargain. Yeah, we've never offered tickets that low in that market.
Sun Country CEO Stan Gaddick in Lansing today. Stan, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Take care, Michael.
And we will be right back to talk about